The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. The first definition we're going to go over is on, as we all know, Cornell Law. This is a very widely used website. So their definition says a set of operative facts creating a right enforceable in court. Though generally synonymous with a cause of action, a claim is slightly broader because it captures not only wrongs with standard names like battery, for example, or it could be fraud, or it could be theft, so on and so forth. But it also creates newly created rights that lack standardized names. So in patent law, the second definition says it is a technical description for each segment of the invention that the patent protects. That's not necessarily something that we are going to look at in our definition or in our analysis of what a claim is today. So I'm going to go over to a different definition, which comes from Black's Law Dictionary. We're going to just, like I said, go over these so that we understand what the law says a claim is. All right, so let me get to this next screen so we can look at it together. Nope, that's not it. Okay, here we go. All right, so here it says a claim is synonymous with an advocate, to affirm something, to allege, assert, asseverate, attest, aver, avouch. So we can see, make a statement, to insist, to declare something, to contend, to hold that something might be true, predicate, to profess or propound. These are what claims are. All right, so when we're thinking about claims, we're simply saying, what statement are we making that we believe to be true about the events that occurred, about our position or the leverage that we're looking for? How are we making these statements? And what is in this statement when we have a grievance? And I'm going to draw your attention down to this next definition where it says claimant. So it says a claimant is an accusant or an accuser. Okay, an appellant or appellant, which is a person who is appealing to the court. Okay, an applicant, an asserter. All these are different examples of what a claimant is. And so you can kind of understand where we're going with this when we're talking about claims. There's one more that I want to look at. So I'm going to switch my screen one more time so we can get to this other definition, which comes from Black's Law Dictionary, because what we just looked at was actually from Burton's Legal Thesaurus. So in this definition, we're going to look at what Black's Law says. So, I thought I had this up. Oh no, I thought I had it up. At least I remember what page it's on. It is, you see how big this book is. This thing has all these pages. So let me get down. I am so glad that I looked at the page number. Lord help me. because I tried to prepare myself for each one of these lessons, but every time I go live, there's always something unexpected that happens in the middle of me trying to get organized and teach. So in preparation for this, I did look at the page number to see where we're going to be at. So here we are. Claim is very similar to what the Cornell website said. It says it is the aggregate of operative facts giving rise to a right enforceable by a court. Okay, it says the plaintiff's short, plain statement about the crash established the claim. It also, and you see it says it's a short statement, a plain short statement. I mean, that is very important for you to understand about what a claim should be. It is a plain statement. It should be written in layman's terms. It should be short, okay? Because the court needs to be able to comprehend. It needs to be comprehensive so that the court can understand your position and understand how you are trying to leverage the law in your favor and how they can deliver that remedy to you based on what your short statement says. Okay, it says it's also termed a claim for relief. Okay, the assertion of an existing right, any right to payment or to an equitable remedy, even if contingent or provisional. So the spouse is claimed to half the lottery winnings. It might be provisional or something contingent upon another thing. So the definition, or the third definition, says a demand for money, property, or a legal remedy to which one asserts a right. The part of a complaint, in a civil action specifying what relief the plaintiff is asking for. Okay, and so it goes on to give you different examples of what a claim can be. So I think it's actually okay for us to look at some of these because it will help us to frame what's happening when we're talking about the claims that we're making. Understand how many different types of claims you can make. So this talks about a donation claim. I'm probably not going to read every detail of this, but I'm going to give you the names of them. So if you want, you can come back, screenshot, and you can read in detail. An honest claim, a liquidated claim, a matured claim, a stale claim, an unliquidated claim, ancillary claim. You see this? A colorable claim, a contingent claim, a counterclaim. Many of us are familiar with a counterclaim. All right, we're taking a brief pause for a shameless plug. I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and you're listening to The Spirit of Business. If you want that goal, please head over to patreon.com/learnadminlaw, where you'll have full access to our weekly live stream events and one-on-one mentorship subscriptions. Now, jump back in for our summary segment. And I think this might be one of the biggest, deficiencies that we have in our community right now of people who are studying, is that we can't necessarily discern all the time where our focus should be when it comes to us looking for fraud, for example, in our straw man business. And this is, I'm using that term very strategically when I say straw man business, because your straw man is your business. It is your sole proprietorship. It is your corporate organization. And you need to understand that it is up to you to operate in the best interest of that business. And so when your business is contracting under your name, your DBA, okay, if you're doing business as whoever you are, then you have to be aware of these financial transactions. So gaining an understanding of banking language, gaining an understanding, absolutely, Miss Patricia, minding your own business, and this is at the epitome of that. Minding your own business is all about understanding where financial transactions are happening. Social Security, the Department of Labor, the banking system, these are obviously, the stock market, and we're talking about in leasing transactions, anything that bears your signature, whatever agency is taking a part in that, whatever agency is regulating those contracts, you need to know how to use those entities in order to manage this security interest that you have and how to make these claims. So making a claim is going to turn into a procedural thing at some point. Once you have been able to discern what the claim should be, then you have to go down into the actual administrative procedure of filing, creating, drafting the claim, and making sure that it making sure that it is valid, making sure that it is constructed well. So the elements of your claim, this is another thing that we are going to look at. What are the elements of your claim, or what constitutes a claim? So this is something very important for your studies. And I hope that you're getting something out of this right now, because this is, it could make or break your financial success as a private administrator. Okay, your financial success could really depend on the things that I'm sharing with you right now. So we're going to go into another part of our analysis of this, of the how to make a claim and what is the claim and all those other things. And that's going to be it for our latest episode of The Spirit of Business, where we give you a sneak peek into the lessons being taught in our brand new Patreon community, where we mentor private administrators. Again, I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and I hope to see you join our community at www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw for your mentorship subscription today.